Over 100 years ago, the German Chancellor, Otto von Bismarck, said, "To retain respect for sausages and laws, one must not watch them in the making." It's true that sausage making can be a messy, jumbled affair, but sausage eating is a completely different story. And Kansas City has become, over the last few years, a great place to find and eat locally made sausages. You won't be breaking any laws today on Central Standard when you join the Food Critics for a discussion on the state of the modern sausage. Links, patties, sweet or spicy, eaten with eggs or on a bun as a sandwich. We won't be porking around, so feel free to hog in on this conversation. But first, the news. Ever feel like, well, not like a pig, but like pig? We're going to be talking about sausages in this edition of Central Standard. Kansas City is, of course, a historically steak and potato town, but sausage has always been an important culinary component of the way this town eats. So in the second half of Central Standard, we're going to be talking about the best places to get sausage prepared or places to pick it up and take it home. My name is Charles Ferruza. I'm with The Pitch, and The Pitch's food blog, which is at fastpitch at pitch.com. And I'm joined by three very, very attractive and talented food writers. And I'll start with you, Mary.
Okay. I'm Mary Block. I write the blog Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com. It's on Facebook, and I also do the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
And do you eat sausage?
Occasionally.
Oh, really? Is it because it's fattening?
I'm just not a huge fan. I love, like, Italian sausage soup, and I love it in pastas, but not just to have a sausage on a bun.
All right. All right. I think we all have different ideas on whether sausage is good for us or what kind of sausages we like. So it'll be an interesting show. Now, Christine, I know you like sausage. Not necessarily on a bun, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Mary on that.
And but you like pasta.
I love pasta, and I do love Italian sausage. I love all the mixtures that people make. I've been getting into that more and more, sort of inadvertently, because we've started going to some of the butcher shops around who make their own sausages, and that's so good and so different. And by the way, my name is Chris Basica, and I write for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City.
Yes, and soon to write for Sausage Quarterly.
Sausage Queen.
And Emily?
I'm Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com, and I love sausage.
It's so good for you.
My husband makes sausage at home. He has a meat grinder, and
makes his own sausage?
He makes his own sausage.
Now, does he like hot sausage or sweeter sausage?
More savory. Okay. I like spicy food, and I'm a sweet meat person, but he'll do a sweeter, but it's like pork and duck fat, and he gets kind of fancy with his sausages.
I just, last weekend, made a big, big, big pan of lasagna for a friend of mine who had a baby. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Sausage really has to be an important component of lasagna. Otherwise, it's just bland.
Yeah, yes. I agree with that.
And I prefer hot sausage, but since there was children involved in this particular pan of, well, not in the sausage.
How did they taste?
And eating the sausage. And, you know, if you're not sure of your audience, you really have to use a sweeter Italian sausage. But sausage, you know, ground beef, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, sausage is the answer. Anyway, we will be talking about sausages in the second half of the show, and you're always welcome to join the conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can email us a question or a comment at centralstandard@kcur.org, or you could tweet us at
KCURCST.
Now, before we get to the subject at hand, sausage, let's talk about where you have been lately. And since Chris, you and Mary have both, at least your lists sort of overlap in new places you've been to, why don't we start with you, Chris?
Okay, and Mary, chime in, because I think you went for dinner and I went for lunch.
Okay, perfect.
And
To Kansas Town.
To Kansas Town.
Which is in Missouri.
Yes, and it's a nice tribute to the fact that Kansas City was originally named Kansas Town, and then it moved.
Wait, is that before or after it was a Possum Trot?
It was after Possum Trot, actually. So it's a sophisticated
when
name.
Is a restaurant going to open called Possum Trot? Trot?
As soon as, yeah, probably not for really good reasons. But, and I actually don't have, do you have the real address, Mary?
It's 1403 West 39th. And for those who have lived in Kansas City for a long time, it's where Macaluso's used to be.
Forever and ever and ever, yes.
And at lunch, they have a prefix, three course deal for $18. And so I was there with a friend. And
now let me ask you, Chris, as you're someone who you're a businesswoman and you go out to eat a lot, is $18 for a lunch considered high?
Yeah. Right on the tinge, yes.
You should see our producer, Matthew Long Middleton. I mean, he gave me an expression that said, high, it's, you know, three times what he usually pays.
Well, that may be true.
It's not as high as it used to be. I mean, you go out and rarely spend $10 for a really great salad or whatever. Now, it's
You know, I was at Bravo last night, and, you know, their lunch and dinner menus are the same, and I paid $15.95 for a salad.
What?
So, yeah.
That's a scandal to the Jaybirds.
It was really good.
But anyway. I feel like if you know the right places and do a little research, you can get a really good lunch special in Kansas City.
Yes.
And that's a future show.
A future show, but I just...
Well, I would...
Let us know, what does one get for $18 in Kansas Town?
Oh, and both my friend and I, we were the only people there. It was a snowy, terrible day.
They should have given it to you for free.
Well, what we did do, of course, was make the new chef... he's not a new chef.
Garrett Casper.
We made him cook everything on the prefix menu because she ordered one set of things and I ordered the other.
Okay.
So he was very busy. So for lunch, a beet and feta salad or Brussels sprouts, which were with Parmesan and egg. And oh, my goodness, they were so good. And then either penne pasta or polenta. The polenta was with brisket. And then a bread pudding.
How was the brisket?
The brisket was fabulous. It was fabulous. And even the penne pasta, which was braised kale and turnip cream, it was really...
Turnip cream?
Turnip cream. It was a very light dish, actually, but it was absolute... Everything that we ate was wonderful. And so how about for dinner, Mary?
Dinner, you know, when you're talking about that's expensive, dinner was really cheap.
Yes.
By contrast.
And it was... fabulous. Again, we were – it is not crowded yet.
Now, Mary, why don't we preface this by saying that aren't a lot of the dishes on this menu considered small plates?
The way it's set up, and I hope they change it, they just list everything, and there are no breaks in the list. And so you have to say, okay, is this an appetizer or is this an entree? And I got a squid with chorizo over polenta that was excellent. And they said it was an entree. It was enough for me. But if Tom had gotten it, he would have said, really? I need more food. But he had a pasta dish that he said was plenty big.
Okay.
There was a risotto that was big. They have beef cheeks. But everything is beautifully presented. It reminded me of novel in its presentation. Things came out on slate plates, you know, squares. The beet salad was gorgeous. A friend had a roasted root vegetable salad with trout on top. Everything was worth a picture.
This guy is really talented.
No.
January 21st,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
And Garrett is really talented. I know he was at Binkley's in Phoenix and some other great places.
Although we should put a shout out that the menu was created actually by Joe Shirley.
Yeah.
From the Federal Reserve.
Well, we're not allowed to say that anymore.
Oh,
he has a pop-up Uberdine that he does throughout Kansas City, pop-up restaurant.
But the prices were, you know, $12, $15 for an entree. So incredibly reasonable.
Some of them, like beef cheeks, are up to $20.
Okay.
One of the things I do like is that the menu changes every day. And it's what's available.
Wow.
So it was really good. They're open from Tuesday through Saturday, and they do a brunch on Sunday mornings from 10 until 3.
Oh. And it's very casual. I mean, it doesn't look like the menu. I mean, you think
it's
going to be
like the food. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be fancier.
Let's remind our listeners, we are talking about Kansas Town. in the old Macaloosa space. And what is the address again?
1403 West 39th Street.
And Mary's, I mean, Chris, since you seem to be shuffling about a dozen menus there, where else have you been?
Well, I heard you guys when I was in Arizona talking about Valentine's Day. And I know your theory about it, but of course, we always go out for Valentine's Day.
Because you know why? You insist on bucking the trend.
That must be it. And me and, 12 million other people. But we went to Story. And
I bet it was beautiful.
Oh, it was delicious. We did the tasting menu. It was probably one of the best meals I've had, and that was all the way from the char. We had a veal tenderloin, which really surprised me. I'm not a big fan of veal, and it was melt in my. I guess it does, but just a really, really good dinner.
And remind our listeners where Story is.
Story is in the heart of Prairie Village, around the corner from the cheese shop and across from Chico's. So that's how I get there anyway. And then finally. I got into the Test Kitchen on Monday night, which
the
is
Jenny Vergara affair.
Yes, Jenny does. And this is something, if you go to the testkitchenkc.com, you can submit your name, and it's a once-a-month deal.
It's a lottery system.
It's right? A lottery system.
She was on Steve Kresge's show.
She was last week. And then Monday night we went to it, and we had a fabulous meal Chef Sam Daigle did.
Who is Sam Daigle?
Yeah.
Where is he from?
He is from Blue Stem. He's a sous chef at Blue Stem. And so they had pretty much their entire Blue Stem staff there. And it was just one of the...
Where was it held?
It was held at a place called Broadway and Penn, which is a shop that has a very eclectic... just stuff all over, all different stuff. My husband bought a hat there.
Because the test kitchen, and I won't spend too much time on it, but the test kitchen is always held in a different spot.
It's correct? A different location every month, and it's a different chef every month.
And is there a website if people are?
Yeah, testkitchenkc.com. Okay. And you don't know where you're going until right before you go, which makes it makes it interesting. And the meal was... absolutely wonderful. It was called Winter's Bone, and
the movie?
Yeah, well, you kind of got that feeling. The first, after the salad, there was whitefish, then there was pheasant. I've eaten pheasant my whole life. My mother, bless her heart, made pheasant constantly, and either they're making pheasants differently now, or my mother, who I thought was a really good cook, wasn't. This was the best pheasant I have ever tasted. It literally melted. I had no idea you could do that with pheasant. And the last meat course was elk. And it was good. It was very... So it was really fun. It's a fun thing to do for folks that haven't done it.
All right. Where else have you been?
Some old places.
Okay. Let's go to Mary. Where
okay.
have you been?
Well, I mentioned Kansas Town already. I also went to the farmhouse at 300 Delaware. Mm-hmm. And I always... forget about that place. And every time I go, when I finally do remember and I go, I think, God, I should be going there more often because it is so good. I think Michael Faust is very talented.
It's a very charming restaurant.
It is. And I used to go for lunch all the time, but dinners are just fabulous. And we went during restaurant week, and it was one of the few places not doing restaurant week.
Wow.
And it was packed.
Everyone was bucking the trend.
Exactly. Yeah. And he has a lot of specials every night. We had a wonderful Brussels sprout and root vegetable special. He did a great warm chicken and sausage gumbo.
Brussels sprouts are making a big renaissance. Oh, and I was going to say, has anyone had a Brussels sprout creme brulee yet?
No.
Okay. I think that's coming next. Yeah.
And he does a hanger steak. I mean, he runs the gamut. Excuse me. And he's one of these guys that has the farmers listed on the chalkboard and is very committed to making sure that he gets things sourced locally. Another place that I went that we've all been to is Webster House at 1644 Wyandotte. Excuse me. And we went before theater at the Kauffman Center. And it's a great place to go then because you can park and walk. It was packed. Food was outstanding. Matt Arnold, I think, is really talented. We had scallops and salmon, both beautifully prepared. They got us in and out on time, and it's a great choice.
All right.
I love their bar also.
Yeah.
They have the bar that looks like bars should look.
You mean Webster House?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a little library.
Yeah, well, it's very, yeah.
It's very dark and mm-hmm. cozy. And
yeah.
Not terribly big.
Perfect bar.
Emily, I know you like the bar at Webster House, but where have you been recently?
Well, last weekend, we tried to go to brunch at Cafe Sebastian in the Kemper Museum on Saturday, only to be reminded that they do brunch only on Sundays. But we had a really good lunch there, and I had fish tacos and... Yeah. My husband had a spinach salad, and they put a couple extra eggs on him for it, so we kind of made it breakfasty. And I always forget about going to Cafe Sebastian because it's not a storefront restaurant. It is in the Kemper Museum at 4420 Warwick, kind of just east of Broadway.
With a celebrity chef, Miss Jennifer Malone.
Yes, Jennifer is great. And yeah, we just always forget about going there, and it's such a good little place. There's art everywhere. The whole cafe area is done in literally art that's touching, just packed in there. And
the food is great.
The food is really, really, really good. And it's an easy place to eat. And you can walk around and look at art after. If you go during the day, at night, it's not as easy.
I notice on the weekends it tends to be a real see and be seen kind of place. Although I tend to always see the people I don't want to see.
I have not had that experience there. But I don't know. I love it. Feels I just very happy space. And the food is always fantastic. And no matter what time I'm there, they keep my coffee cup full, which is very important to me.
They've had a great staff always. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way, we have a question here. Where is the farmhouse, Mary?
It's at 300 Delaware, which is in River Market.
Right. Okay. I do want to remind you that this is the time to call if you've got questions about restaurants. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email, which no one has done yet. I'm feeling very neglected. 816 centralstandard@kcor.org. And then there's that tweet thing.
At KCURCST.
All right.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I have a couple of other places I went. On the last show, someone called in to tell us all about the plaster at Pachamama's. But I went for the food.
It's beautiful plaster. You sent me a picture, yes.
I sat directly across from it. Went to Pachamama's in Lawrence, and this was actually my first time eating there. It was amazing.
It's very good.
We had a flatbread. It was a wood-fired French onion flatbread with Gruyere and Parmesan, and we added bacon to it because that's an option, and when there's an option to add bacon, I always add it. And then we had a venison tartare that was the best tartare I've ever had in my life. I've had some that are okay. I've had some that are kind of scary. I really like the salmon tartare in the Blue Stem Lounge. This tartare was just amazing. We were like scraping up the plates, the bits on the plate with our bread afterwards. It was so good. And then one of my favorites anywhere I go, they had a delicious short rib with a Winterfest IPA. So it was a short rib braised in beer.
All right.
It was delicious. Delightful. And then we stayed in Lawrence overnight. And the next morning, we tried to go to Merchant's Pub and Plate, the space that it's in the old teller space, but they don't open until noon for brunch. So we went to the new Milton's.
Where is that now?
It's at 901 New Hampshire Street. Okay. So that is their older space. I don't know the address of the old space. It was right around there, a block or two away. Mm-hmm. A little very popular breakfast place. The new space feels a lot smaller, but the food was very good. And I had a Mexican breakfast hash that was very tasty. One thing, they changed their coffee.
In a good way?
No. Oh. They used to serve Broadway coffee from Broadway Roasting in Kansas City, and now they have new coffees and flavored coffees.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But it's a great little space and a lot of light. But we expected to go and, it's a new space. It'll be big. We'll get a table right away. And it was a cold, snowy day, and a lot of people were packed in the entryway.
Well, I think it's time for us to start taking some phone calls. And like I said, we are welcome to your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And here is Diego from Overland Park. Diego?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask if you happen to know any place in Kansas City that does a good St. Louis-style slinger. I'm not sure.
Wait, is that Slinger or Swinger?
Slinger.
S-L-I-N-G-E-R?
That's correct.
Okay. A Swinger is a whole different show.
Yeah. It's a mixed plate that's kind of the St. Louis equivalent of the garbage plate from out of, I think, North New York State.
The garbage plate. That sounds appetizing. Yeah. Well, no one here seems to know where one can find a St. Louis Slinger. But, you know, because a lot of people listen to this show, I bet someone will call in and tell us where we can find it.
And I'm from St. Louis. So I've never heard of it.
What's on the mixed plate?
Yeah. What is on the plate?
It comes with chili con carne, hash brown, sausage or hamburger, chopped onion, and occasionally cheddar cheese or American cheese.
You know what this sounds a lot like? Town Topic has a breakfast called, is it the dump truck? Something like that?
Mm. Sounds as appetizing as the garbage plate.
No, but someone's going to have to call in. But I have had something. It didn't have the chili con carne that I remember. But there's a comparable dish at the Town Topic, and someone's going to have to call in. Tell us about that. But, Diego, thank you for that. And we will be on the search, especially Mary, for the St. Louis Slinger. How could you have grown up in St. Louis and not known that?
I have no idea.
It's like not knowing where the arch
is. Very deprived childhood. I do know where the arch is. I've even been up in it.
816-235-2888. And it's funny. St. Louis, where did that come up? I had some St. Louis dish recently.
Gooey butter cake?
Gooey butter cake. Mm.
Did you have it at the pizza place on Warnell?
At Waldo Pizza. It was delicious. Pizza.
Yes. That's fabulous.
It's the equivalent of eating five cheese pizzas in one dessert.
It's really good.
I made it once and decided I wasn't going to do that again. Because
did you ever have
it
growing up?
Yes, absolutely.
And would people eat it like with ice cream? Or
no, we had it for breakfast.
Really? Interesting.
Pfeiffer's Bakery and Forsyth, I think. It was
the house
bakery
special.
Item. Yep.
Does Kansas City have a specialty dessert item like that?
It really is a breakfast item.
Brussels sprouts creme brulee.
I'm going to make that for you this week, Charles.
Hardly wait. Let's go to Peter. Are you on the air with us, Peter? Peter?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. You mentioned Bravo earlier. What's the address there?
It's 117th and South Kansas City, 117th and Row. It's back behind Town Center.
Oh, I know the area very well. Speaking of Town Center, has anyone been to 801 Fish? And has anyone been to the new restaurant in the Sorrel Hotel upstairs on the 8th floor?
Yes, to both of those places.
Emily, you're a big fan of 801 Fish.
I love 801 Fish. It is the best seafood I've had in Kansas City. I think they just kind of go above and beyond with service and presentation and food, what I've had elsewhere. And it's you know, we've talked about how it's a little pricey, but I think that if you want really good quality fish in Kansas City, since we don't live anywhere near an ocean, you should be willing to pay a little more for fish. And everything I had there was wonderful, from the scallops to the oysters to the lobster bisque. Just everything was...
And it's a beautiful setting.
What's it going to cost for two people before a drink?
$1,000.
No. I mean, if you...
$100.
It depends on how hungry you are. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, don't...
$100 at least.
Yeah, don't plan to spend less than $100 if you want to have a good experience there and really try some really good seafoods.
What can you tell me about the restaurant on the 8th floor at the Sorrel Hotel?
I like it's called Rosso. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the star finally reviewed it this weekend. I like it. Did you all like it?
I did. I have enjoyed it. I thought the chef is from Brian Archibald. He's from some
Phoenix.
Restaurants in Phoenix, and I think he does an excellent job. It's basically Italian.
It's Italian-ish.
Yeah.
And expensive-ish.
The short ribs are unbelievable.
The short ribs are exquisite. Yeah. And I happen to like that giant meatball thing.
And it's a beautiful setting. Yeah. And much quieter than the bar area.
Yeah, the bar is a scene. Yeah. It really is. But if you haven't been, what I most like about it is that it's sort of subversive in the sense that there's a view of the plaza, but it's not the plaza. It's the back end of the plaza.
Yeah.
But I like that. It was pretty at night. Have you been there yet, Emily?
I have not been yet. I might go check out the bar soon and have a drink. All right. Then go to 801 Fish House and have dinner.
Don't go with anyone you want to talk to
okay.
in the bar.
Does that answer your questions, Peter?
Thank you for thank you for the information.
All right, and let's go to, before we have to take a break, let's go quickly to Mark. Oh, I think I lost Mark. I was so excited about taking this call. 816-235-2. What is the number here? 2888 816-235-2888. When we return, because we are going to take a break, we're going to talk about the best sausages in and around Kansas City. So call in with your favorites during the break at 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruzza, joined by Mary Block, Christine Basica, and Emily Ferris. And Emily, you have some big news to report.
Yes. Well, it's been reported, all over the food outlets in Kansas City, but three of the chefs in Kansas City were named semifinalists.
Three of the many, many chefs.
Many wonderful chefs were named semifinalists for the James Beard Awards this year. And that's kind of the highest culinary honor in the country. And Colby Geraltz won last year. Colby Geraltz of Bluestem.
Who had been nominated seven times before.
Many, many, many times. Yeah. So this year there were three. One is Howard Hanna from The Rieger, which I think is a very well-deserved nomination because every time I go to The Rieger, no matter what time, no matter what day, Howard is in the kitchen.
And I'm a very masterful chef.
Yes. And I hope I don't botch these last names. Nick, is it Wesseman? Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Wesseman?
Wiesman.
From the American restaurant. He is nominated Outstanding Pastry Chef.
And he is.
Yes, absolutely. And then Ted Habiger?
Habiger.
All these names I'm going to mess up. Of Room 39, which is, he's another amazing chef, amazing meals every time.
Who also has been nominated, I think, twice before in the past.
Yeah.
So,
and they're all really nice guys.
Yeah, they are.
And you know, they all like sausage, and that's the theme
nice
of the second half, sausages. And you know, I was going to say that on last Saturday, which was bitterly cold, or at least I thought it was, a friend and I went to Werner's in Mission.
It's my number one choice.
And I was going to say we stood in line to get a sausage sandwich, and it was cold. But it's a great place to go on a warm day, a cold day, any day. Well, I think the sausage stand is only open Saturdays.
Saturdays, yeah. Yes. But the rest of the week you can, or on Saturdays you can also go in and just buy a huge selection of sausages. It's really fun.
So I'm going to encourage you, if you have favorite places to go for sausages, that is the theme at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You know, if you two didn't dress alike, I would not have this problem.
Yeah.
Christine, you've already started your – so I know Werner's is at the top of your list. Where else have you been for sausage?
The Broadway Butcher Shop at 3828 Broadway has – that's maybe a new favorite.
That's
place
right next to Gomer's. Right?
Yes, and the really cool thing is if you go into Gomer's first and you buy, which some of us do, you then can show your receipt and you get 5% off it. At Broadway Butcher Shop.
Well, that's a snappy deal.
I know. I thought it was really cool. But anyway, they have much more than sausage there, of course. But they do have lots of different sausages as well. And they make them fresh. They make them right there. The other night, we sort of pigged out on...
no pun intended.
No pun intended, I think.
On a bunch of different terrines that they make and salamis and pâtés. They make all kinds of things. So I think it's a great butcher shop with great sausages.
Great. Now hold that thought because we do have a call here who, it's not a sausage question, but he needs our help. Eric, are you on the line with us?
Yes.
So are you going out for a birthday tomorrow?
Yeah, it's our family is celebrating February birthdays. Mine happens to be tomorrow. My mom's is yesterday. My uncle's, I think, is on the 25th. Anyway, we're going to Anton's Tap Room, and I'd heard it mentioned a couple times on the show, and just wasn't sure, what the specialty was or
steak.
I really pretty much like everything. So.
Well, they have some of the best steaks in Kansas City, and I think the New York Times even gave them a shout out not all that long ago. And they have both grass fed and grain fed beef. I prefer grass fed beef. I think it doesn't taste quite as grassy. But what do you like there, Chris?
I like almost everything I've had there with the exception of the old-fashioned. do not get an old fashioned there.
You mean the cocktail?
Yes. Oh. but
as a former bartender, what are they doing to the old fashioned? I mean, it's a very basic drink.
Yes, you would think so. Uh-huh. And maybe they've learned how to make one.
All right.
But anyway, no, I think they have excellent tacos there. One of the nice things about
tacos,
that. Yeah, really. And
excellent sandwiches, too.
Excellent.
I mean, it is a bar
really
with steaks.
Good burgers.
And soups.
Soups are good. And the nice thing is you can buy something fairly expensive, like the steak, or you can get something pretty cheap. I think the fish tacos are 10 or 15 bucks.
Yeah, we should say that the steaks, unlike many other places in town, the steaks at Anton's are sold by the ounce, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a minimum number of ounces. But that's so nice, really, mm-hmm. when you think about that, because you don't take stuff home, you don't overeat, you get exactly.
You should have seen the look
one.
I got when I said, I want a 2-ounce steak. They were not amused.
Because I think 4 ounces is the minimum.
Mary, what do you think of Anton's?
That sounds good.
I like it, and I think it's a fun atmosphere. And if you like beer, they've got a ton on tap.
Yeah. And Emily,
I've been
there with you.
For lunch a couple of times. We went for lunch and I had a salad and I went back and had soup. And I really like it. And they have a nice outdoor space, too. This is not the time to eat outside, but they have a patio. It's kind of it's just picnic tables and a cement patio. But it's a cool, fun space. And I really like it. It's a good place to go get a drink, have lunch, have dinner and.
But go early on a Saturday night, otherwise you'll have a long wait, I would imagine.
Yeah, you should have a reservation if you're taking your whole family.
Don't they also do
a
house-made pasta?
Yeah, 1:30 or something like that.
You'll probably be in great shape then. Yeah, cool.
They do pastas there, right?
Yeah, well, at least one. There's usually
was it
one
gnocchi?
Pasta. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it changes daily.
Okay, okay.
But Eric, happy birthday and have a good time at Anton's. Let's go to, is it Craig?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Craig, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
You have a sausage comment for us?
Well, Chrisman's House of Sausage on 6th Street in Kansas City, Kansas is by far one of the best retail outlets I've found, and I travel all over the United States and really enjoy sausage, and they just do an outstanding job.
Yeah, it's a sort of an iconic sausage place in Kansas City, along with Bickle-Myers and places like that, which I guess our critics, we all have different places to talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Craig, thank you for that comment, because we'll see who else has Chrisman's on their list.
I have Bickle-Myers on mine.
I have Bickle-Myers as well. Yeah.
I do like Chrisman's very, very much, and I'm glad Craig called about that then.
Well, and the other place that I think of now as being iconic, even though it's not old, is Local Pig with Alex Pope.
And tell us where that is.
That's at 2618 Gwinnett in the East Bottoms. And he not only makes the sausages that you can buy there, but he also supplies a lot of restaurants around town with sausages. And they're all different kinds, not just pork, turkey,
jalapeno, pepper, apple, and lots of fun flavors.
We're going to take a momentary interruption from our sausage conversation so I could say that Steve emailed us to say that the breakfast dish I was fumbling over at the town topic is not the dump truck. It is the truck stop. So I'm glad we have that cleared up. Jeff tweets us, you've got to try the Brookside at the new beer station, which is in Waldo. The sausages come from Affair, which is the kind of German-Austrian restaurant at 1911 Main Street, I think.
Right. And the beer station is at 120 East Gregory. That was on my list, too. That's and they get they have farm-to-market buns, which
– Pretzels, too.
Pretzel buns, yeah.
And I do want to say that the sausages at Affair, 1911 Main Street, which you can get at lunch or dinner, are maybe some of the best – homemade sausages I've ever tasted. Mm. They're so delicious. So, a big shout out to Affair. Let's see. Kendall contends everyone will probably say Local Pig, but the guys at Genesee Royale are doing great, great work with Nice Sausage. Is that their brand?
I don't know.
Someone's going to have to call and clarify that for us. Nice Sausage.
That would be Todd Schulte, but.
Yeah.
He made his own.
And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. Where have you been, Emily, for sausage?
Well, one place we love stopping. My dad lives in southern Missouri. So if we take 71 down to, I'm so bad at directions, 7 or 13, there's Kurzweil's Country Meats. So
would you repeat that for me?
It's Kurzweil's Country Meats, and it's right off of 71, just south of Harrisonville.
Okay.
The actual address is 30213 East 286th Terrace in Garden City, Missouri. And it's a big barn off of the highway, and that you can get hot food there, and you can also get sausages to go. And
what kind of hot food do they serve?
You can get, you know, like a burnt-in sandwich or a pulled pork sandwich. You can, I think they do burgers. They do a lot of sandwiches and sides and slaw and fries. And it's really like an old country store, but it's really big, and they have a lot of products, jarred canned products like slaws and, you know, pickled beets and pickles, and just a huge selection of really good sausages. So every time we go down to my dad's house, we have to stop either. And they're open pretty decent hours. It's not like a, you know,
Emily, really close. If I was going to make a day trip to Garden City, where I have no idea where it is, how far is it from Kansas City?
I would say it's about an hour, less than an hour. If you get on 71 around where we live near, you know, 50th, 55th, it would take you less than an hour to get there as long as you're not going in rush hour. It is, you know, because 71 gets pretty packed, but it's right off of 71. And I am going to look up to see if it is 7 or 13 because I am terrible at directions and always mess up those highways.
And that gives me a moment to say that Jeff tweets us with another suggestion, Clay's Hot Dogs at 101 Armor, and that is in North Kansas City. I've had many a good hot dog there. And, you know, it's funny, hot dog stands tend to come and go in Kansas City. And Clay has been selling his hot dogs for several years. They're very, very good in beautiful downtown North Kansas City.
And it is 7 Highway. So if you take the 7 Highway exit for Kurzweils off of 71.
How do you spell Kurzweils?
It is K-U-R-Z-W-E-I-L apostrophe S. Kurzweils, okay. Country Meats.
Let's go to Todd. Todd in Lenexa. You have a place to tell us about.
Yes. Peter May's House of Kielbasa.
Where is that?
It's at about 17th and Bristol. It's on the east side of Kansas City, close to Truman Road and 435. It's been there, gosh, I think since World War II, and they smoke their sausage on site.
Is it a retail store? Or do they sell sandwiches as well?
They do both.
Okay.
It's like a deli. You can come in and get sausage sandwiches, or you can buy it in bulk. They also serve breakfast and lunch.
Really?
Peter, I actually need kielbasa today, so I might have to.
Peter May's House of Kielbasa, and that is at 17th and Bristol. All right.
Yes. I don't have the exact address in front of me. It's actually on Bristol, just north of 17th Street.
That's great. All right. Well, we will make a foray to Peter May's House of Kielbasa. I love the name, and I love the fact that it's been around a long time. Let's see. Nancy also emailed us that it is her favorite, Peter May's House of Kielbasa. What else is on your list, Mary?
A house at
H-A-U-S.
H-A-U-S, 3044 Gillum. I believe Local Pig supplies their sausages.
At least they used to. I think they still do.
Now, I've always wondered, is it a restaurant that just serves like fried potatoes and sausages pretty much?
French fries, yeah. And but they don't – they're not all meat sausages. You can get a vegetarian sausage.
Why wouldn't anyone do that?
Spinach sausage and again, on the pretzel buns, which I think makes it.
Mm-hmm. And they also have really great sides there. They do something that's kind of between a coleslaw and a sauerkraut that you can put on your sausage. And they have some different mustards and ketchups. And so I think the sides really enhance the just sausage experience as well.
And let's go to Andre. Andre in Midtown, you have a favorite sausage place?
Yeah, absolutely. Fritz's Smoked Meats. I know they sell raw stuff, but they also sell cooked sausages as well. One of the best places in Kansas.
Is this the Fritz's on State Line?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 10326 State Line.
10326. You know, I've never been in there, although I know a lot of people go there for their turkeys at the holiday time.
Yeah, because they'll smoke them for you.
But have you ever bought smoked turkey and smoked sausages there?
I have bought sausages there years ago. I mean, that place has been there for a long time, too. At least, I don't know, 20, 30 years, I think.
At least 30 years.
Yeah. So, and they have a really good sampling, really good selection of sausages.
Can you also get a sandwich there?
You can.
All right. Hey, thank you, Andre.
I think you can.
Thank you.
And let's go to Amy. Amy and Shawnee.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. What do you have to tell us?
Well, I was recently in Lacine, Kansas, which is about an hour south on 69 Highway, and we drove over to Amsterdam, Missouri, which is a tiny town, and stopped in a store that makes sausage right on the highway there through town. All kinds of sausage.
All right. And that, again, is
Amsterdam, Missouri.
Amsterdam. I don't think I've ever heard of Amsterdam,
just Missouri.
Just
east of Lacine Lake.
Is it called McBee's General Store?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Good find.
McBee's General Store in Amsterdam, Missouri. I say a day trip is in order. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for that. I'd like to go to Lacine sometime and make Lacine. Brian writes in that it wouldn't be a show about Kansas City sausage if you didn't mention Fritz's Smokehouse, and we did.
Yep.
And Emily wanted to know where is it? Kurtz, what was the name of the place?
Kurzweil's Country Meats.
It's on Highway 7.
It's if you take you go south on 71 and it's just south of Harrisonville, you turn off on Highway 7, go left, and it will be a mile or two down the road on the right.
All right. All these great places.
Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Amsterdam, Missouri. It's so exciting. I wonder if it's anything like Amsterdam in the Netherlands. That would be a certain that would make a day trip very exciting. 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. What else is on your list, Emily, of great sausage?
Well, I had House on my list, and I haven't been in a while, but when it first opened, I went quite often, and it's a good place to go when the weather is warm.
Is it really a place, where you go to just drink beer and have some salty food?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But depending on what kind of atmosphere you like, I went a few times at happy hour during the week, and it was fantastic. And then I went on a Saturday night, and it felt a little clubby. So I would if you really want to go stuff your face with sausage, go during the week at happy hour. And if you want to go to a party, go on the weekends.
And one thing my husband loved about it was they had a huge selection of different mustards.
Really?
That you could, take and put them all on your table and try them all. And
the fries are really good. I've definitely ordered a plate full of food there with my blog partner, Jeff, and then reordered another round just so we could keep eating more delicious sausage. It's really good.
Let's go to Shelley and Lawrence. Shelley.
Hi. I wanted to mention the restaurant 715.
Oh, 715 in Lawrence is great.
Yeah, they do great sausage and other things with the pig. It's just it's all local and very fresh and innovative and changes a lot.
Isn't the owner of 715 a professional butcher among his other talents?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. 715, do you know what? Well, the address is 715 Massachusetts.
The address is 715 Massachusetts Street. So it's a great place, and just want to recommend it.
And it's one of the few places in Lawrence that takes reservations. Hot Jamama's does, but.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you should make reservations on the weekend because they are definitely busy.
And they do us. I think I've had some homemade sausages there at their Sunday brunch. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and they have great drinks as well. So they're just really well-rounded. And like I said, changes a lot and very innovative.
Christine's ears just perked up.
I did.
Yes. Thank you, Shelley. Thank you. And we are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. And 715 is a great pork place.
Now, I'm not a connoisseur on this particular sausage, but I'm kind of surprised no one has mentioned Schmeckas yet.
Oh, I love Schmeckas sausage. I buy it at the store all the time. Yeah.
And you can get that. A lot of stadiums serve that. Is that true?
Could be.
Yeah. I feel like I see it.
And, we're doing a disservice to Jasper's restaurant at 103rd Street because they also I think it's Friday and Saturdays, have the sausage cart out in front of the restaurant where they have sausage and pepper sandwiches.
And those are very good.
Very good. My doctor said do not eat one. And, of course, I can hardly wait to have one.
I'm going
to
make you a Brussels sprout sausage.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to caller, are you with us?
Hello?
Who is this?
It's Rhiannon.
Hi, Rhiannon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What do you have to tell us about?
I was kind of, you guys mentioned Nice Sausage.
And Nice Sausage, they're being served at Genesee Royale?
Yeah. You can just go into the kitchen and pay the chef, and then they give you a package of sausage.
That sounds almost semi-illegal. Okay.
sausage.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of cool. You can just, and you can tell, I guess you can tell your server too about it. You know, if you want some, they can get it for you.
You can hide it under your chair until you're done eating.
Yeah.
Now, wait, wait. Rhiannon, who actually makes nice sausage? Is it actually made out of Genesee Royale?
Yeah, they make it there in-house. It's Todd Schulte and Daniel Breedlove, which are the chef and owner there. They do that together.
Spell it. Will you spell this for us? Nice.
Is it N-I-C-E sausage?
Nice.
Oh, nice sausage. Okay.
Yeah. As opposed to mean sausage.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rhiannon. Thank you so much. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy in Harrisonville?
Hi. I just wanted to add that McGee sausages are wonderful, and they have a place in Belton, Missouri, so you can save your time and gas driving to Amsterdam.
Oh, I would prefer Belton to Amsterdam. I know how to get to Belton. Is it a store? Is McBee's, is it a store in Belton, or is it a restaurant?
No, it's a store.
Okay.
And they have all their sausages. And I think they serve like one or two different varieties a day. And you can go in and get a sausage and a drink, you know, very cheaply. But it's Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday.
That they're open. And it's just on the other side of Hy-Vee and Strip Shopping Center. Kind of in it'll be right in front of PetSmart.
Okay. Okay. Yes, we're sending you to the sausage store in front of PetMart. Okay. Thank you, Cindy. And let's go to Jim. Jim and Shawnee. Jim?
Hi. Hello there.
Yes, hello. Are you going to tell us about Werner's?
I wanted to mention Werner's Meats in downtown Mission.
Yes.
They've been there, I think, just as long as I can possibly remember, and I'm 74, so that's a long time.
It is a long time.
Good, great sausages, great deli meats. And, of course, with the name being Werner, they have a lot of side dishes. Tim means toward German, but they have other side dishes. Really good place. It's mostly carry out. I think they may have a table in there or two. And in the summertime, a lot of times they'll do the bratwurst outside on the sidewalk to sell.
That's great. I was just there, Jim, and it's delicious. And, you know, even eating in a cold car was well worth it. Thank you so much. Let's go to Phyllis. I think it's Phyllis.
Yes.
And you're calling from Ottawa?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to tell you that the Kurzweils that you've been talking about, you cannot pass up their smoked pork chops. They have it in the fresh meat counter, and you can buy it by the rib. They are excellent. They're just as good as the Rippchen that we would get in Germany.
Hmm. I'm so busy buying sausages there, I don't usually...
You're going to have to
venture out.
Move over to
it. It's in their fresh meat counter, and they're wonderful. And their sausages are really interesting, like pear and gouda and, you know, lots of different in their frozen section.
Yeah.
Wonderful place.
Hey, thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you
so much. Let's go to Kay. Kay, you're calling from Overland Park?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to mention Chrisman's House of Sausage on Strawberry Hill.
Yes.
They have the great Polish sausage, and they provide to... many, many restaurants, barbecue restaurants here in Kansas City, but they also have great andouille and blood sausage, which is very hard to find.
That's true. Thank you, Kay. That was a great suggestion. Let's go to Paul. Paul in Overland Park.
Hi. It's the fellow who just phoned in about Werner's. I also wanted to mention that he has a Weisswurst over there, a white sausage, which I find to be the most delicate and... ethereal sausage in existence. It's just so uniform and consistent, as well as he's got a selection of a Swedish potato sausage, andouille, and lots of varieties that I've never tried. But this Weisswurst is, you know, I think it comes from Usinger's in, I don't know where that is, Chicago or Milwaukee, but if no one's ever tried it, it's just the most delicate thing you can imagine.
And tell me how you spell that sausage.
Weiss means white sausage.
Okay.
I never think of sausage as delicate.
Yeah, but
I'm. It sounds good.
It sounds really good.
It's uniform. It's just a delight and easy to fix. Either I like it in a little butter and so forth. But at any rate.
All right. I'm ready for a little Weiss sausage with a little
butter.
Creme brulee. Richard asked us in an email. Here's a question for all three of you. Do you have a suggestion for good, authentic Cajun andouille sausage? And it could be, I guess, in a dish or where you could buy it.
Well, if it was in a dish, I had a great gumbo at the farmhouse at 300 Delaware.
You know, there's nothing better on a cold day than a big steaming bowl of gumbo.
It was really good.
Chris, where have you had some good gumbo lately?
I haven't. I just haven't.
The Bristol always has a nice gumbo.
The Bristol
gumbo.
Has a great gumbo.
The Bristol does.
Emily?
Yeah, no, we've made it at home, but I haven't.
Where do you buy your andouille sausage for the gumbo?
Kurzweil's.
All right.
Yeah. Kurzweil's Country Meats. That's where we got it last time.
The sausage freeze well.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Is it something you could buy and freeze? Yeah. And
you can, at Kurzweil's, they have a huge frozen section.
They do? Okay.
I mean, we don't go there very often, and so you don't, you know, if we're going to buy a ton of sausage, we'd.
And McGonagall's has a lot of frozen sausage as well.
And I bet they sell some andouille as well, I would think.
I would think so.
Yeah. We are, you know, talking about every possible kind of sausage. We haven't really mentioned vegetarian sausage. I find the idea of it to be kind of hysterical, but has anyone here had any good vegetarian sausage?
I guess chicken and apple doesn't count, does it?
No. The apple does.
Local pig does have some.
Do they?
Yeah.
And, you know, some of those fakey breakfast sausages that you buy in the store that are mass-produced, they're seasoned well enough that you can
almost believe their meat.
Almost believe their meat, yes. One place I want to make sure we mention, quickly, Grunauer.
Grunauer, in the Crossroads. Very, very remiss. Mm-hmm. Wonderful sausages. Grunauer, Gruneur. Anyway, on that note, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Chris Basica, and Mary Block. Of course, you can always find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard. You can subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Central Standard returns on Monday with a look at the things that have united and divided Kansas City. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton. Our announcer is Linda Scher. Stay tuned for Up to Date with a look at paraplegic climbing. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.